Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation, only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the unfiltered truth about money, investing, and retirement planning from a man who will give it to you straight. No bias and no spin. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome, welcome. Well, you know what? No bias, no spin is a perfect introduction for our show today. I have a special guest in my studio. Ed Connor is Vice President of Volusia Tax Reform, involved at the state level as well. Welcome, Ed, to the program.
Good afternoon, David. Thanks for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. And listen, I'm really glad you're here. And what I want to start with, I know that we've got a lot we can get to. We've got, of course, all the things that go on seemingly all the time in Washington about tax policy, and I know you want to get to that. And of course, we have the opportunity to take advantage of Ed's knowledge and awareness of what happens on more of a local level. So you're getting kind of a two-for-one, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do both national and local, and Ed's our guy. So I want to start, okay, because I told you I had softballs. I've got actually a little bit of a fastball for you.
You've got the heavy hand here.
Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. All right. And it's a very loaded question. I know you're going to like it. My question to you is, why is tax policy broken down as either a liberal or conservative idea? Why doesn't everyone in our country see that we have to have a balanced budget and that we have to not... And I have a saying, you know, and I talk about it as it relates to investments, you can't get milk tomorrow from the cow you eat today. Why isn't it, you know, it's like when the United States is attacked. All of a sudden, everybody's on the same page and we respond. These concepts that we can spend more than we collect in tax revenue are an attack on the country. So why can't we be on the same page about that?
That's a very pertinent question, well put, and I was actually thinking about that very issue on the way down here to the studio. Remember a few months ago, Senator Carl Levin from Michigan made a big fuss about Apple keeping their profits offshore. Of course, Levin is also one of the people who helped write the tax code that forces Apple to keep their profits offshore. It was a big deal in the papers and the press for 3 or 4 days, and then, of course, nothing happened because they're not doing anything illegal. They're doing what the tax code essentially forces them to do, by taking those profits and reinvesting them in the company to come up with better products, which is why Apple is a bit more efficient than the Affordable Care Act so far. But we see this all the time, and it isn't a partisan issue, but I think it's part of the show that they put on to make us feel like that there's division in the Capitol. If you read a little bit of like Mark Leibovich's book called This Town, it's a club. It doesn't matter if it's a D or an R after your name. The most pressing issue on your agenda is where you sit at Tim Russert's funeral, because that determines the pecking order. It's not national defense. It's not terrorism. It's not immigration reform. It's not the debt and deficit. It's not all the things they tell us that they're worried about. It's where they sit at a funeral or which Tammy Haddad party they get invited to. That's the important thing in their lives.
Well, sometimes when I get frustrated, Ed, I'll make a swipe at our elected officials, and I will refer to them as aristocrats. They are aristocrats too, but they're aristocrats, and all that's missing is the white wig, because sometimes it seems they are so far above, or act as though they think they're so far above, and it's not, maybe we can change the D and the R to an A behind their name for aristocrat, or whatever else you'd like that to stand for.
Yeah, leaders to aristocrat, there's a lot of terms they use. Well, you know, think of it this way. We hear a lot about tax rates, and Republicans want to cut taxes, and Democrats want to raise them, and Republicans want to cut spending, and Democrats want to raise spending, and we think, well, boy, there's always somebody we agree with there, because there are two sides, right? There aren't really two sides. If you go back 60 years, of our economic history, the tax revenue that comes in as a percentage of GDP has been pretty constant at between 17 and 18%, regardless of what the tax rates are. Now, think about that statement. That means that if the rates are over 90%, the top marginal rates, as they were under Kennedy in 1960, before he lowered them, or under 30%, as they were under Reagan in 1986, that percentage doesn't change. And yet all we hear is, oh, we have to raise taxes on the rich, or we have to lower taxes on the poor, or we have to do something. It doesn't matter. It's noise. Just like this nonsense you're hearing about the government shutdown now, it's noise.
We're not really suggesting that there's a big conspiracy, or maybe there's a little bit of one where it's not like they all get in a room and say, oh, here's how we're going to trick the public. But maybe in some quarters that does happen. Sometimes it feels like a big game.
It is a big game. And I think, you know, before we get into politician bashing, I want to say a couple of kudos for a couple of politicians who I think are doing an exceptional job.
And this is more on the local level.
Both, okay. National and local. On the national level, I think Ron DeSantis, our representative here, is one of the few people that lives inside the Beltway that I would actually go out to dinner with and trust to have to fight for the tab. This is a good guy. He's formally foregone his congressional pension and health benefits. That's a huge personal sacrifice, and we don't hear enough about it. People who want to naysay say, well, his wife has a health care plan from her employer. That doesn't account for the pension. That pension is millions of dollars when you take it over the lifetime. They get a full salary benefit after just one term, which is something we think that other congressmen should pay attention to, and that's why I like to talk it up.
Well, they're not taking pay, right? They're not taking pay during the shutdown?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey, let's do this, Ed. I know you got a lot to get to. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with Ed Connor. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
If you're just joining us, Ed Connor is with me. He is a local resource for us. Ed, he is Vice President of Volusia Tax Reform. And Ed, any other kudos you want to give out there before we leave the politicians that...
I do. I just mentioned Ron DeSantis. I want to mention State Representative and former Mayor of Ormond Beach, David Hood. David is doing a terrific job. He's introducing a bill. When he was mayor of Ormond Beach, he privatized a lot of functions, helped keep taxes down in Ormond, which is why Ormond is one of the better-run cities today. I wish we could have kept him around for several more terms. But at the state level, now that he's back in state government, he's introducing a bill to eliminate the property tax in favor of a modest increase in the sales tax. The reason we think that's good, and I'll get into it in more detail in the local tax discussion, the property tax is extremely inefficient, unfair, and poorly distributed. We fought this battle with the school tax increase last November and showed the newspaper and the radio stations who actually sided with us. It was the first time that a school tax had been defeated in Volusia County, and so it was a big step.
Well, let's go ahead and just dive right into the discussion about property taxes. What do you say, Ed? Here's another fast pitch ball for you. What do you say to those that say, well, anytime you talk about cutting property taxes in favor of a sales-based sales tax, that's really a regressive tax where you are cutting taxes for those with the most, because by gosh, they've got a home, and you're putting that tax on people who are buying a gallon of milk.
Yeah, the problem with the property tax is very similar to the one with the income tax. It's become so progressive that it's harming business. And this was the argument we made with the school tax. The school wanted to raise $1 million, the property tax. Now, Volusia County is already number two in the state of Florida for millage rate.
Now, explain that, because when you say a mill, thinking, yeah, he's talking about $1 million. You're not talking about that.
No, a mill is one tenth of a dollar per $100 of assessed value.
So like 10 basis points.
10 basis points.
All right, very good.
It would have amounted to about $26 million of revenue every year. And the distribution of that revenue, however, was the problem. Over $14 million of that 26 would have gone directly on the backs of businesses. And the businesses only comprise about 10% of the taxable properties. If you own a piece of property in Volusia County that's on the tax rolls for $150,000 or above, you are in the top 10%, whether it's your house or your business, or maybe both. You're in the top 10% of taxable properties. You're going to pay over half of that taxable revenue increase. The other side of the coin is, because of the drop in property values in Volusia County over the past 4 or 5 years in the recession, many people have been dropped essentially off the tax rolls altogether because the exemptions went up, the values of the properties went down. So the people at the bottom aren't paying anything, and they're free to vote for anything they want because they don't have to pay the bill. People that don't pay the bill will always vote for bigger government. When you rob Peter to pay Paul, you can always count on the vote of Paul.
Absolutely.
So our argument against property tax is simply one of fairness. We are chasing business away. When you don't have business, look at the number of lots on Granada Boulevard. You're right here on a street that ought to be packed wall to wall with commercial, thriving commercial businesses, and it's not. We have empty lots. We have businesses still going bankrupt. We have A1A, which has gone dark to the point where
it's a bit blighted.
It's blighted. And that's because businesses don't want to come here if they're going to get hammered with these high tax rates. If they don't come, they don't bring employees.
Exactly, and that's the big deal. Now, help us understand, Ed. So is David Hood proposing that legislation?
Yes, he's drafting a bill. One of each representative is allowed, I think, six bills to promote, and they see which ones they can get out of committee and on the floor. And one we've helped draft with him is to eliminate the property tax altogether.
Is it just for Volusia or for the whole state?
For the whole state.
Okay.
And we think if you eliminated the property tax in this state, would see a real estate boom that would be not only huge but sustainable.
Well, here's the obvious question: is it what they call it, revenue neutral? How much is the proposed sales tax increase?
It is revenue neutral. The actual amount of the sales tax increase is somewhere around 2 or 3 cents, but they're going to include some service fees in addition. So it's essentially taking some of the existing exemptions off the books.
There's so about 3%.
Yeah, about 3%.
Okay, so we go from
puts us at 9%. We're still under California and New York.
Where are they? Are they over 10?
They're over 10%.
Okay.
And they have
property tax, a bunch of other taxes.
And a lot of other taxes.
I like that.
It makes great sense, but again, just like the fair tax makes great sense, things that make great sense seldom die, but they don't often get advanced either. The fair tax takes away a lot of power from the politicians in D.C. That's why it gets reintroduced every year. It's about 70 co-sponsors every year. Been around for 15 years now. Has never gotten out of committee. Why? There's a lot of people making money up there in D.C.
Well, if you're the one that gets to decide, you know, who gets what cuts and what loopholes, and you're in the club and you're not, and you didn't vote this way, and it's a lot of control.
I like to go back to Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes' famous statement about taxes, because I used to hear it all the time when I first started giving fair tax presentations, and that was, taxes are the price we pay for civilization. So I did a little research on Justice Holmes. Well, the first thing I found out was that he drew a government paycheck his entire life. So he might more accurately have said, taxes are the price you pay for civilization. And he might have added to that corruption, duplication, and waste are the price we pay for apathy and willful ignorance.
Well, I think that we're all, to some degree, guilty of that. And that's maybe part of what I think some folks take advantage of, is that we are busy.
It's entirely understandable. Until I retired, I didn't know a tenth of what I know now, and I almost wish I could erase my memory banks and start over. But it's really astonishing how deep it goes. And I think a lot of it goes to the fact that in Volusia County in particular, but I think all over the country, there's been a gradual brain drain of pay and benefits that were better in the public sector. It's definitely happened here in Volusia County to the point now where there's a real disparity between the packages. I've had contractors who've been in Volusia County for 40 years working on my house. Almost all of them have told me a story about losing a valuable employee to the school district or the county because they got better pay and benefits. They couldn't compete. So when you get that brain drain over a long period of time, the people that go to the government become very good at their jobs. And every time you or I go in there and say, look, couldn't we cut a little here? They can give you 10 reasons why they can't, because that's what they do. They grow the government. We have double the size of government that we have a tax base to support in Volusia County. There's just no question about it. It goes back to your first question. Why is this a partisan issue? It really isn't. It's an issue of haves and have-nots. I couldn't even get the Chamber of Commerce in Daytona Beach to take a stand against the school tax. Why? The insurance companies here in town make money selling insurance to the school district. They're not going to vote against a tax that supports one of their primary members, but that's the price you pay for becoming a government-dependent county. 8 of our top 10 employers are government taxpayer-supported entities. Only Publix and Walmart make the top 10, and that's not enough tax base.
All right. If you're just joining us, Ed Connors with us, Vice President of Volusia Tax Reform. Lots of good information, and we're praying that Ed does not have his memory erased because we need it after this break.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back with the very passionate and knowledgeable Ed Connor. You just come on the program, Ed, and I'll give you these accolades anytime you'd like. Volusia Tax Reform, he's vice president of that organization, very tied into what's happening on both a state and a national level as well with Fair Tax. What would you like to go to next? I know we talked about some of the local issues.
Well, I'd like to go back to an incident that occurred when I was working in Dubai in 1998. I took a big job over there to close out my career, and it was very interesting. I learned a lot about the global tax picture, and I guess that's kind of what planted the seeds of my interest in taxation when I retired. Sitting at a table in a Lebanese restaurant, and it's like one of those wedding scenes from The Sopranos, you know, everybody yelling in a different language. There are probably 30 of us sitting at this big long table, and I shouted at my friend Kenny across the table, who happened to be from Scotland. I said, Kenny, where can I find a tax attorney here in Dubai? Whole table went silent, dead quiet, just like I'd dropped an F-bomb or something. And Kenny says, well, Ed, why would you need a tax attorney in Dubai? Nobody pays taxes in Dubai. And so it was my first experience with what's known as territorial taxation, which is an issue you'll occasionally hear about here. The Fair Tax people bring it up occasionally. The United States is one of the few countries that taxes income more than once. Most countries, including all of Europe, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, all the European countries, they allow you to pay the tax in the whatever country you're living in, and they don't tax it again. If that's your country of residence or you're an expat there, it's not taxed more than once. The reason that incident with Senator Levin came up with Apple in regard to Apple was the U.S. taxes above a certain exemption. I think it was $75,000 a year when I worked in Dubai. The U.S. taxes it when it's repatriated. The Fair Tax people estimate there's $2 to $3 trillion of offshore profits waiting outside the United States that the companies won't bring into the country because they'll be taxed at 35% on immediately, and they want to use that money for research and development, for expanding markets.
Doesn't Apple have theirs in, is it Ireland?
It's in Ireland, okay. Yes.
Because they have, was it like 18% or 15% tax bracket over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they had their home base in Ireland and they made their money over here, they would pay the rate in the U.S., but they wouldn't pay Ireland again. So the U.S. really shoots itself in the foot. Japanese lowered their corporate tax rates last year, which now leaves the U.S. in the unenviable position of number one in the world in terms of taxes. That's why it's hard to attract international companies to come over here. I remember getting off the plane from Dubai after an all-night flight. I'd fly out of Dubai at 2 in the morning. I'd see all these cranes moving at 2 in the morning. They were doing 3 8-hour shifts. I'd land and I'd wake up in Detroit the next morning, and I'd wonder, wait a minute, which is the third world country again? And look at Detroit today.
Yeah,
it's a complete shambles. But you know, the problems that plagued Detroit were predicted for years. They're now infecting other cities, Stockton, California, Bakersfield, and it's not just a few cities. The pension problems are magnifying. When I went to the Ormond Beach budget workshop, the only reason Ormond Beach raised taxes last year is pensions and services, and those are things that are going to be here next year and the year after. Mm-hmm. They're recurring problems. We hollered for years about these pensions. They were giving away too lavish of benefits and assuming too high of returns for firefighters, policemen. But these are the support groups, the public sector unions that politicians depend upon to get reelected. And taxpayers don't have anybody at the negotiating table to protect them. All those bills are coming due now, and don't think that Ormond Beach is immune to the problems that Detroit has.
Well, I think your point's well taken. I think California, and I look at the state, and you talked about, they've got a sales tax, which is over 10%. They've got a property tax. You have probably some city taxes as well. And then, of course, you got the national income tax. You look at all that, and I think, yeah, California's beautiful. And I visited there, but golly, the taxation. And so, you pray that it doesn't come here to, where we are in Ormond Beach or for Florida. But these are all big issues. And I think probably, if I could kind of, run a line or run a theme from a lot of what I'm hearing from you, Ed, is that a lot of this is awareness. And I'm glad you're aware, and I'm glad you're here on the program with us. It's really about raising awareness. So let's leave our listeners with a message from you about some of the things people can do to stay aware. What do you recommend?
Well, first of all, I would pick some websites, like Volusia Tax Reform has a website. Go to volusiataxreform.com. Go to the floridafairtax.org or Florida Fair Tax Educational Association. Both of them will direct you to people who are running local efforts. Sign up, get involved. These cities always say, look, if nobody shows up at the budget hearings to complain, I guess our 20% tax hike is acceptable. Well, part of the reason nobody's showing up, because the property tax affects so few people, and the people it does affect are typically business owners who don't want to alienate the city fathers, so they put up with this mugging I get from the tax code. You've got to voice your opinion. You've got to understand the millage game. You'll hear the term rollback rate when you go to these city hearings. You hear it when property values are going down. You never hear it when property values start going up. And the good news is Florida is recovering from the recession nicely. The bad news is, as we predicted, Volusia County is the last metropolitan area to benefit because of our high tax rates.
We have one of the highest in the state.
Highest. Second highest, and looks like we might overtake number one. The millage game is a nefarious game that you have to pay attention to, and it's part of the arcane government language that they depend on to obscure the truth from us.
Outstanding. Ed Connors with us, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Volusia Tax Reform. Ed, you are always welcome on our program. Come back, keep us updated, and thank you again for agreeing to come on the program.
Thank you, David. You're doing a great public service
for the
folks.
My pleasure. Thank you, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.